Unit 5. Culture Shapes Us. Lesson 39. Memories of Canada.
To Jenny at compmail.ca. From Li Ming at net.cn. Subject, Little North America. Date, May 9th, 6:58 p.m. Dear Jenny, I was very interested to read your email about Little North America. It made me remember my own visit to Canada. You welcomed me into your home, and you were wonderful hosts. It was very strange, though, being a guest in a different country and a different culture. When I had my first breakfast in Canada, I asked your mother if you had any chopsticks. In Canada, I ate so many things that I had never eaten before. But the food wasn't the only thing that was strange. Compared to China, Canada doesn't have many people. Even in the city, it felt like there was so much space. It also seemed strange not to hear my own language. Sometimes it made my head hurt to speak English all day. I was happy when you offered to take me to Chinatown. For that whole afternoon, I felt like I was at home. It was so nice when we walked into the grocery store. It smelled just like a store in my own city. And do you remember the man who served us lunch at the restaurant that day? He was from Shijiazhuang, just like me. It was fun. The Chinese people in Canada are very proud, and they work hard to keep their culture alive. It must be hard to do that when Western culture is all around them. It's good that Canadians accept other people, though I was glad to come home again. I will never forget the welcome I received in Canada. Li Ming. Would you like to visit Canada?
Let's do it. Write in your diary about a trip you took to a place with a different culture. Talk about why you went there and what made the trip unforgettable or special. You can also talk about an imaginary trip.